Now to the future for cars. If you're thinking about buying an electric car with a rechargeable battery someday, where might you plug that in? A startup company in Silicon Valley wants to install charging machines throughout the country. And at least one city in the San Francisco Bay Area plans to set up car charge outlets on lampposts and parking lots, maybe even on parking meters. From member station KQED, David Gorin reports.
It's pretty easy to find the car of Richard Lowenthal. You just follow the extension cord.
We'll plug my car into a charging station.
All through the lobby of Coulomb Technologies, a yellow plastic cord snakes its way out the front door, down the walk, across the parking lot.
You see how I have to charge now? This is like the extension cord draped across our parking lot. Everybody driving on it.
Lowenthal has to run 75 feet of power cord across the lot because he owns a plug-in hybrid. It's a car that runs solely on electricity when it's charged up and can use gas if it runs out of batteries. Electricity has the promise, Lowenthal says, to be the perfect fuel for cars.
But if I want to use it, I have to be able to get it. And right now, to get it when I'm at work, I have to get it through extension cords.
That's one reason why Lowenthal started up his small company in Campbell, California. People at work will need car charging stations, he says. So he wants to install them throughout the Bay Area and eventually the nation. And he could really use one of them right now. But here's the catch. You need a power source, and that doesn't currently exist in Lowenthal's parking lot. The city, though, could have car chargers just about anywhere there's electricity, at parking meters, in parking lots, at the base of streetlights. And that's what the city of San Jose has in mind. Its director of transportation, Jim Helmer, says they're buying and installing a dozen of the chargers.
San Jose, Silicon Valley is, a highly technical region, and it's often referred to as creative destruction, where we constantly are looking for new ideas that take the place of past good ideas.
Right now, Helmer admits, there aren't a whole lot of electric vehicles tooling around the city. The plan is to set the chargers up, so when the electric car revolution does come, San Jose will be ready.
Electric vehicles have a very promising future.
Daniel Sperling is head of the Institute for Transportation Studies at UC Davis.
Clearly, if we're going to get off oil and we're going to reduce greenhouse gases, electric drive and electric batteries are absolutely key to that. The sooner we get on with it, the better.
From CEO Lowenthal's point of view, it's still too early to make a profit on his car chargers, but that doesn't mean he shouldn't make them. Lowenthal sees his company as one of the tipping points that might nudge people toward buying an electric car once those cars do hit the mainstream market in a few years. See, if you don't have car chargers around, he says, maybe people would worry about running out of juice and wouldn't choose to buy electric cars. It's a dilemma, Lowenthal says. You can't make money on the chargers until the cars are sold. You can't sell the cars without charging choices.
We have a little chicken and the egg problem here. And we've decided to buck the trend on chickens and eggs here. We're going to do chickens and eggs simultaneously.
And when electric cars do charge into America, Lowenthal will be set. And his fledgling business, he hopes, will hatch into something big. For NPR News, I'm David Gorin.